You must know the source of your blessing. Let me just make it plain and answer the question. God is the source of all blessing. When he gets ready to bless you publicly, it will be because you have been privately in an encounter with him.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message is from a new sermon series entitled, Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part one from that series, Chosen for the Commanded Blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
There are people stood up, got awards this past week on television programs that it wasn't them that gave them their voice to sing that. It was God Almighty that did that, but they got the glory for themselves. You ain't hearing me. There's preachers preaching behind pulpits that are patting their own back and celebrating their own accomplishments. But I got news for you. We'll lay them in the ground and they'll have the breath taken out of them and they'll get in the same pine box that everybody else does. So did Sam Walton and everybody else. Until you recognize that every good and every perfect gift comes from God, it's conditional, and I got to walk upright to receive it. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil will beat your brains out, and your head will get bigger than this building. Blessings of the Lord are not only conditional, but they're hard to receive. Why are they hard to receive? Before you can enjoy your own blessing, you have to learn how to rejoice over the blessings of others. Paul said, don't compare yourself with others. I don't know why I can't live in that house. You're not living in a house because you can't make that payment. You ought to thank God right now. Come on. I don't know why I'm not driving. I should be driving that. I've worked hard. If that's all it took, we'd all be driving that. You don't have to make the payment. You ought to thank God for that. Come on, one of the greatest days of celebration is going to be on Rapture morning when I leave the Antichrist, all of my mortgage and everything else down here. I hope to God that I can spend every dime out of my bank account and leave him broke, busted, and disgusted. Y'all not hear me. Some of this probably won't sit well with you either. I hope to God that the bank accounts of this church are absolutely dried up for reaching somebody with the gospel of Jesus Christ on the rapture day. The Antichrist wants to take it over. You got it, but you got to pay the bill. So let me help you understand. The only way you can enjoy the blessings of God upon your life is when you celebrate others. Celebrate others' blessings. Because there is a progression to God's blessings. A progression. How many of you want God's blessings on your life? I'm going to tell you, it takes as much stamina to carry the blessings as it does not carry the blessings. Paul said, the afflictions of this time we're in right now not worthy to be compared with the glory that we will share. He says the weight of the afflictions. There's weight in afflictions and there's weight in the glory. It's just different weights. God will give to you what you have need of, but if he doesn't train you to carry the blessing and you drop the blessing, God gets no glory. Come on, somebody. So there is a progression to God's blessing. And so if you want God's blessings in your life, and I do, and I believe there are many in this building that do, then you must be ready to give up good for the best. I want to reflect upon John 15 where the Bible says, Jesus said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Jesus said, I'm the vine, I'm the source, you're the branches. If you abide in me, my word's abiding you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And he gives the illustration through this entire incredible chapter of the progression of the blessings of God through the process of pruning. He said, first of all, I want you to have some fruit. Anybody ever had some good fruit that came up on your branch there? Amen. Some good fruit, some things that were good blessings of God. There it is. And God says, that's wonderful. That's some good fruit you got right there. And then along comes God with these great big shears. It's called the Word of God. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder and dividing the marrow from the bone. Come on now. Come on, if you can't shout on this right here, because the reason why we get stuck is because we're too concerned about the pruning and we don't look on the other side to the next level of progression, which is not just fruit, but more fruit. He said, I want you to have more fruit. That's the second progression. That means you got to get off of stage one in order to get to stage two. And the only way you can do that is if God, by his Spirit. Now let me stop right here and say, all of you good Holy Ghost Secret Service saints that are sitting out here who are able to take aim at other people and clean up their act because your act is still dirty, I want you to know you better leave that pruning up to the Holy Ghost. You don't know where to cut me, and if you cut me in the wrong place, you might get a reaction. The spirit of slap may get on me. So you better leave that up to the Holy Ghost. Are we in agreement right there? Jesus said, I want you to have fruit. Well, here I am with fruit, but I can't have fruit and more fruit without going through a pruning. Nobody likes to be pruned. Those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, wait for it. It shall come. It shall come. Because you get a little fruit on your branch and all of a sudden here comes God and goes, whoop, and he said, I see something in you that's more than that right there. God, if you leave me alone with just my fruit, I'm happy down here. I'm doing just fine. I got my degree and I'm doing real good. Don't mess with me down here. He said, there's more of it. There's more in you than what you see in yourself. He cuts off the fruit and now there you are with a stub. They slap some tar on the end of it to keep it preserved through the winter time, and you're praying and fasting and praying and fasting and wondering, when am I going to get some more fruit? And all of a sudden, here comes a promise. You get in the middle of a Holy Ghost service, and a word comes and says, hey, there's a bud that's coming out on somebody's tree, and it's a promise of things to come. And God said, you remember when I cut you back down the winter time back there? I want you to know you're about to walk into your springtime, and there's more fruit that's going to come up on your vine. Woo! Glory to God. More fruit, more fruit. Now remember, your attitude during the time and in between each pruning is critical to when you're going to reap the harvest. The attitude. I'm talking about blessings here this morning. Y'all with me? He said, yeah, I got you to more fruit, but then God looks on the inside of you and says, I see more in you. God don't see no more. I'm good with more. I got more fruit. I had some fruit, and you took that away. I got some more fruit. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. Please don't mess with me. Come on, anybody ever prayed that prayer underneath your breath? Liars in the house. Prayed that prayer underneath your breath? Come on, your preacher has up here. I prayed that prayer. Oh, Lord, listen, everything's going good. Let's just keep it smooth, calm, water. Let's just smooth it all out. God said, you can't stay there because it's a step. And steps are meant for you to move on. You can't live on a step. I said, you can't live on a step. This is a step. You said you wanted the blessings of the Lord. You said you wanted the favor and hand of God upon your life. I'm taking you there, but it's a process. I can't get no help in here. And he says, there's some fruit and some more fruit, and you got some more fruit, and it's a better season this season. You got a promotion. You got this. You got that. And all of a sudden, God comes along and goes, shoot. You cut me deep, God. What are you doing? Yeah, here. And this is where the enemy goes. Everybody else is getting their blessing. And look at you. You're going through a cutback, aren't you? Yeah, yeah, because God says, I not only see fruit and I see more fruit, but in order for me to get you where I need you to be so you can really be a blessing, I'm going to have to do another cutback. The Bible says that the discipline of the Lord is not even pleasurable in that season. I mean, nobody says, yes, Lord, whip me. But it's not about whipping. It's about pruning. Because God sees the potential inside of this church, and to whom much is given, y'all ain't hearing me. He sees a potential inside of your life. He knows there's more activity of prayer that you can. You've got the gift of faith. You said, give me the gift of faith, and there you are sitting on the pew with your hands tucked up underneath yourself. And God says, I got to move you from that place where I've gifted you in such a position that you're not going to be able to sit on that pew and do nothing with all that potential on the inside of you. So I've got to break you out. And that's not an easy breakout because most of the time we just want to stay right where we are. Y'all ain't hearing me. We want to stay right where we are. And if anything, and it takes discomfort for us to be able to go to the next level. Y'all ain't talking to me. You better hear what I'm saying. Majority of people that got saved inside of this building and those watching right now got saved because of a crisis, not because they woke up one morning and said, hey, I think I'll go to church and get saved today. You came to the Lord in the middle of a crisis. You came to the Lord because somebody died. You came to the Lord because there was something going on in your life that God said, I've got to move you from there to get to here. And God comes along and cuts off the more fruit and he says, the only way I can get you to move now, because you've been real content. You had a sleeping bag on this step. You've been trying to get your whole body in here so that this blessing would not go away, because you prayed so long and you fasted so long and you hurt so long and you bled so long, and all of a sudden God says, I'm going to take that because I know there's something more on the inside. And then the process begins all over again. You go through the cold winter season. You go through the time and you can't see nothing. And all of a sudden, you've been weeping and crying. And I don't know about you, but I do believe God works like this. He'll run you to the very end of the edge of nothing left. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Why in the world did he come up on Abraham? I mean, there was plenty of people that he could have picked that would have been fertile. I mean, Fertile Myrtle would have had a baby in a second. But on purpose, he picked up Abraham, who had not had a seed, and his wife Sarah, who was barren and was not able to have a baby. Why did he do that? So that people around them could see that it wasn't Abraham, and it wasn't Sarah, and it wasn't Joey Rogers, and it wasn't Pace Assembly. This is a work of the Lord, a commanded blessing. And when I get ready to birth this baby, I want everybody to look and see this is God's child. This is God's baby. This is God's anointing. This is God's blessing. And nobody else gets the glory but God. I wish somebody do that right now and give God some glory. Come on, give him some glory. Give me a few more moments and I'll be done. God does not bless you because of your race, your social status, your political position. He will bless you according to your obedience. The Bible says in Genesis 12:2, he told Abraham, thou shalt be a blessing. He said in Deuteronomy 11:26, God has set before you a blessing. Anybody got any leftover Christmas toys that weren't delivered from last year? Let me see your hand. Wow, I see one hand back there. You mean that all those toys that were given to the children and the grandchildren and your neighbor, they all got unwrapped? You mean they didn't just sit there and look at the gift and say, pretty wrapping, thanks, and walk away? No, because when you get a gift, it's not only rude not to open it. But God intended for you to have it. The book of Ezekiel says in Ezekiel 34:26, there shall be showers. Somebody shout showers. Showers of blessing. Malachi 3:10 says God will pour you out a blessing you don't have room enough to receive. I'm prophesying over this house in the year of 2018. I want you to know God is getting this church ready. You've been through a pruning. You've been through a hard time. You had to face the devil. You've been under spiritual warfare and spiritual attack. But God sent me as a messenger this morning to tell you that the attack was not about the attack. The attack was all about the advance. God is about to propel us into the commanded blessing. And if you're with me, the anointing is going to flow down upon you and your household.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.